the indigenous peoples are part of the world, therefore they have to be involved in part of the solution and in part of the SDG process. It's extremely critical. It is estimated that there is more than 380 million indigenous peoples. So if the last account of food insecure people is about 752 million people that are in food insecurity in the world, many of these are indigenous people. So if we are serious about eradicating hunger, if we are serious about eradicating poverty, we need to work with indigenous peoples. And the SDG process needs to take into consideration indigenous peoples in how they are going to track the advancement of poverty and hunger reduction. Not only indigenous peoples, but handicapped, women-headed households, youth, elders. But these are the groups that normally fall in between the cracks in universal processes like the SDGs, and we need to make sure that they are included, that the inclusive spirit of the SDGs is maintained along the implementation from now until 2030.
By playing a more active role in addressing the SDGs, how does this serve larger objectives within the indigenous communities?
It is extremely critical because indigenous peoples for years, they have had a very strong claim. They have had a very strong struggle, and that is that the rights are recognized. I mean, we move through history, through situations of racial discrimination, gender discrimination. Now we have yet a tremendous discrimination that the world has not addressed, which is ethnic discrimination. We have indigenous peoples that because they are indigenous, they are poor on their rights. Their rights are not being respected. Rights to their lands, the rights to their traditions, the rights to their languages, the rights to... There's more than 5,000 languages on indigenous peoples. Now, many of them are going to be lost. So it is this lack of recognition of the rights, I think, is one of the pending subjects that humanity has that we need to address now in these SDGs.
What role will your organization, FAO, play in terms of the work towards the SDGs and the involvement of indigenous communities?
FAO, as you know, is a specialized UN agency. Our mandate is in anything that is related to food security. That means food production, that means looking into forestry, fisheries, agriculture, livestock, but not only. No? So, of course, indigenous peoples are a major group, and they are extremely important in the work that we do. Why? Because they have sustainable food systems. For generations, they've been producing food in a different way. They have been producing food and they have been generating their food through a different connection with their environment, through a different connection with their community, through a different understanding of what food means for them. It has spiritual values, it has health values, it has production values, it has economic values, but the way they have related with food is completely different. So our organization is working with them in a number of things. We are working with them in ensuring that the sustainable food systems are maintained and they are being brought into the global debate. We are working with them by ensuring that their access to land is respected. We are working with them to highlight how, for example, they manage the biodiversity and the natural resources they live in. So we are working with them in different ways to highlight that even though they are poor in their rights because the mainstream societies do not respect their rights, they are rich in traditional knowledge and they are rich in a traditional culture that needs to be somehow brought to the front line.